Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart
in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted coming to your workspace, coming to your living room, and then right on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank those of you that so kindly tune in tonight. This is kind of unexpectedly, and it's a new type slot for me, but I just thank you all in all for your patronage, and our God has definitely got a blessed engraved with your name on it. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that all was well today in your family circle, and right at this moment, I hope everything continually to be well with you and yours. And I just thank you once again, as I just first stated, for tuning in. This is a live podcast program of your Old Ship of Zion. And I'm coming to you live around the world. And I also want you to know that we're implementing prayer at the beginning of our program. And so I will be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. And without any further ado, I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we acknowledge the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So we're going to take this podium, and we're going to acknowledge God, the one that made it all possible. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly place is not our home, God. And we know that you have prepared, lied in wait, a mansion that's not built by the mortal man. But you are its architect and you are its creator. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you, God, to anoint these lips of clay on tonight, to bring over in the word to those that may or may not know of you as the pardons of their iniquity. Place me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the pity of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all say in unity, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, it's just been a really hot and humid day on today. And it's still hot and humid right now. But I tell you, in all, I give thanks to God. You know, because it could be worse. We could be in mudslide. We could be in a tornado. We could be in a catastrophe. So in all, I just thank God for whatever, however the wind blows. You know, I can go whichever way God goes, I can go. I can relate to any way that I need to go. And I just thank God. I don't want to be complaining about anything. Because if I get too hot, guess what? I can go and take me a shower. And I can cool off. So I tell you, in all, I thank God. I thank God for absolutely, positively, every single thing that he has blessed me to enjoy in this life. I just thank God. And so I sermon, hallelujah, on tonight. As you may note, I had it on the message board. And it's the title of our sermon on tonight. Is the law of love and life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God. Hallelujah. I'm reminded that someone says that as a newcomer of the ordained ministry, he said that he thought it was strange that a lifetime Christian would say the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue. And he said that where this rubric for living, he had hoped it would explain. He said, but it didn't. But since then, he has gone to be with the Lord. But he said that it leave your mind to ponder the Decalogue. Hallelujah. Taken out of context. But he says that the Decalogue is simply 10 do's and don'ts. Rightly understood, he said, however, it provides God's standard for community life. Within the Decalogue, there lies love. Within the Decalogue, there lies justice. Within the Decalogue, there lies mercy. And lives are defined. It is our advocate. It is our hope. It is our help. Hallelujah. As it calls us unto communion with God and humanity. And we know that we cannot ignore the Ten Commandments as an advisor, an intercessor, its blessings and curses, emphatic, implicit, and intergenerational. We are told that the Decalogue, is not a litany creed or a collect, but it is a covenant and is promenade virtue that sustains true community in covenant is love. And we're also told that it is unconditional love. It is pro-life. Hallelujah. It's also proactive. And we're told that Wherever love is absent, that life is accused. Life is suicidal. Life is homicide. Life is genocide. Hallelujah. And becomes the fruit of loveliness. We know that unconditional love is not a reaction, but it is an agent of change that makes the other the benefactor of his labor. It transforms I unto we, and it changes our pettiness into magnanimity. It turns it into righteousness, and then selfishness into ministry and religious. We find that it is throughout into timeless truth. And we're told that the Decalogue provides unconditional love that reduces the conflict and selfishness that that threatens the community. And those seeking to overcome these challenges are to live in charity with God, our Father. I don't have my glasses, so my reading is bad on tonight. Christ, our Redeemer, and our brothers and sisters must say yes to the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. And our prayer should reflect, dear Lord, teach me to love you and my neighbor as Jesus does. Hallelujah. And so we go back to our theme on tonight. And we're talking about the law of love and life. How God told us to love. And so our scripture key scripture will be coming from the law of John, 1 John 4:21, if you like to read along. And this commandment we have from him, hallelujah, that we are to love. God says that we have the Ten Commandments we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. And that again is found in the law of John, 1 John 4:21. Excuse me on tonight, I do not have my reading glasses, so it's really a strain on my eyes on tonight. But I'm going on in Jesus' name. I'm not letting nothing get in my way. I've got an assignment and I'm intending to take it out and take it on to the fullest extent of God's love. We are told that Paul thought that was thinking of eternal life. He said that if it were possible, and he knew it wasn't, that he would endure the loss of his eternal salvation if that would result in the salvation of the people he loved so much. And that's found in the law of Romans 9:3. But we know that in spite of his desire to rescue the people he loved from an eternity apart from Christ, Paul couldn't endure hell for his countenance. Yet, his expressions of love remind us of what Jesus Christ did. We know that he really did endure hell for us. He really did give his life so that we might live. Lord, we know, hallelujah, we know that we can't die to gain the salvation of someone else. But by your Spirit, it gives us a love that cares more for the eternal well-being of others than our own temporary comfort. To you and to them, we give our heart. Help us to see the tragic plight of souls for us in sin. Help me to love, to pray, and to go to bring the wandering in. We find out that those who love Christ have a heart for the lost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. And we know that in nearly every church, there will be a porcupine or two with sharp quills of criticism or sarcasm or arrogance. And we may want to avoid them. But God places us into communities of believers for fellowship. He commands us to love one another, including the porcupine types. And in our honest moments, we have to admit that we have quills too. John wrote, "He who loves God must love his brothers also." That's found in the law of John, 1 John 4 and 21. To do this, we need to ask God for help, to help us relax our quills, even when other people are prickly. The Holy Spirit will give us, and it will give us and help us to stop being so defensive or critical or controlling. And it enables us to love our Christian brothers and sisters. It's the way we show the world that we love God. That's found in the law of John 13 and 5. We know that some people can be difficult to love, so we do not even try to care. But we know that God says to love them just as I love you. And we know that we'll bring glory as my love you share. God love you and God love me. So let's love each other. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And we also know that the greatest love, because we're talking about the law of love and life. And we know that the greatest love that we receive is the love of God. He loved us so much that he gave his son Jesus to live and to die and to rise again to redeem us. That's found in the law of 1 John 4 and 9. We receive his love when we receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord. As many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. That's found in the law of John 1 and 12. Hallelujah. After we have experienced God's love, we then can learn to give love. So let us love one another, children of God. You that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, let us love one another, for love is of God. That's found in the law of John 1 and 9. I mean, John, 1 John 4 and 7. And God's love enables us to love our brothers and our sisters in Christ. We teach and we encourage and we rebuke. We weep and we rejoice. We know that the love we give is tender and tough and supportive. Hallelujah. We are taught by Jesus even to love our enemies. Do good to those who hate you and pray for those who spitefully use you and prosecute you. That's found in the law of Matthew 5 and 44. Giving love to others can be challenging in itself sometimes. But we know in situations it's possible because of the love God has first given to us. We know that a good plan for our lives today is to receive love and to give love. Receive love and give love. Hallelujah. And we know that you might ask Overseer Ward, how do we experience the love of Christ? And we know that John 15 and 10, it tells us that what is the evidence of God's love in our life? How can we show love? We can show love today. Because we know in order to receive love, we can give love. In order to receive love, we can give love. And we are to love like unto God's love. And we are intent to manipulate God's love, then we are to love like God has loved us. Hallelujah. And then so I will play another selection, and then I will come back in and bring our program to an end. But right now, I'm going to play an A selection for you. Thank you so much.
the first time I heard your voice. It wiped away my past, and anyone could tell this kind of love has got to last. Look, I die in Jesus. Thank you. I wanna baptize you, Jesus. Thank you. I wanna baptize you, Jesus. Thank you. Yeah. For being mine, mine, mine. How I wish that he was mine. You know what I did? Had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, won't you please come inside?
to you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing, hallelujah, in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are certainly most encouraged to send your correspondence to God House Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward. P.O. Box 1500, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, across these highways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye. Now.
Thank you. Sing it with me.
I wanna die.
I got to thank you. Yeah.
I wanna die.
Thank you for 34 years on earth.